we look at few legal things in the hospital. I will start with telephone order or verbal prescription. In the hospitals now, we do we take telephone orders, or what I would do, verbal prescription. So nowadays, doctors stay home and provide orders, or stay where they are in the office and provide order on the telephone, or they give what we call verbal orders. So whether it is telephone or verbal orders, there are guidelines to taking these orders that we must know. We must have adequate knowledge points about these orders. For a telephone or verbal order, it is sometimes best to avoid telephone or verbal orders. If it is possible, in as much as it is possible to get an order, written order, let's go for written order than telephone or verbal order. Because written or telephone orders, they are liable to mistakes. There are so many mistakes that could happen with written and telephone with verbal and telephone orders. There is no trace to know what was said to you, whether it was what you thought about. These telephones or written or verbal orders, there should always be a second nurse. There should be a second nurse to always listen to the order when they are provided. We should always have doctor order 5 milligram Ativan PO for a patient who is agitated, doctor order 50 milligram Benadryl for the same patient. After the order, we should always have another nurse to listen to what the doctor said and verify what the doctor said. You must repeat exactly what the doctor said, and what you are writing is what you repeat in the telephone or verbal order to be correct. Now, we should repeat it back, making sure to include the medication name, the right spelling, the dosage, the time, and the route. Anything that's short of these things, it is regarded as inappropriate prescription and we cannot use it in the hospital. Some doctors will get mad if you call back, if you call to say, okay, you hold on to put this next person on my colleague on to listen to and serve as witness to what you say. Some might get mad. It's better for them to get mad at you to do the right thing than to go with the flow and do the wrong things. I always talk about nursing is easy. If there is no complication, it's very easy. It's the easiest thing you're going to have to do. It's easy, but once there is complication, that's when everything will change. They ask you why you did this. That's when everything in your mind begin to change. And that's what we have to avoid in the hospital. Now, you want to make sure for telephone or verbal order, the doctor should sign the prescription in person within the time frame. Usually it takes 24 hours. Now, the standard time is 24 hours to sign a telephone or verbal order after it has been given. Now, depending on some other hospital or policy of the institution, sometimes it might be lower than that. But the standard time for a doctor to sign an order that he gave through telephone or verbally is 24 hours. That is standard time for telephone or verbal orders. Now, telephone reports. We also use telephone reports when we are providing reports to our colleagues on the unit or when we are contacting doctors. Telephone reports are very useful when we want to contact healthcare provider or other interpersonal teams. Like I want to call the lab to order a lab on the phone. I want to call the X-ray department. I want to call imaging. I want to call admission department to follow up on my patients and other things. Yes, those things are necessary to do the telephone reporting. Now, but it is important that when you are providing telephone reports, you must include one, you want to have all information about the individual and the interpersonal or interdisciplinary team available at your disposal. You want to have them in front of you. If I am to do a transfer between my hospital and another hospital, I must have or I must know everything about the patient I'm about to transfer. As you have what we call they have different needs at different hospital. So now as you have it in front of me, print it out, the face sheet or the AVS form or the transfer form. I should make sure I should meet all those criteria on the form before I pick the phone up to call the next receiving hospital for the patient I'm about to transfer. You want to make sure you want to use a professional demeanor. You cannot be calling the transfer patient and you on the phone, you mad. Hold on 1 second, talking to another person is not okay. The person who is on the phone with you, they might be busy. They leave their busy schedule and come to talk to you to receive a report. So you must have a professional and a calm demeanor. You want to use the exact relevant information for the patient that you are seeing that is in front of you on the face sheet or on the chat. You want to make sure you document the name of the person who made the call or who you are giving the report to. That's why when you call another hospital to get a report, you ask, okay, my name is Amadou Kone, I'm the RN, I'm calling from SAC emergency. Sometimes they'll have number assigned. If you call interpreter services, they always give, okay, my name is Amadou, I'm the interpreter, my license number is 34298A2, because you have to write down these things just in case something happens. We go about looking for the name of the individual who we call. We want to make sure the time we made a call, the content of the message, and the instructions or information we receive during the report, all of those things are part of the report that we're going to give. Now, then when it comes to transfer report, we'll get the patient out. We'll make sure and give out medical diagnosis, the doctor's name, and an overview of the health status, which include their physical and their psychosocial status. We must give those one. We must give what plan of care we use for the patient under our watch, and we should also give to them the recent progress. That will include this baseline data, including the virus signs, okay? Because it is important that we cannot transfer a patient who is unstable. Most of the transfer patients, the patient must be in a stable condition for transfer them. A patient cannot be on O2 and we send them to another place. That's not okay. The patient got to be stable before we can be able to transfer them to another unit. We must also make sure if there is any alteration that might become urgent or emergent during this situation, we must give this information to our receiving ends. We want to make sure we give them the most accurate vital signs, the medication they own, their take-home medication, or the one they brought from home, or the one they just took, the most recent meds we give them. While we give the medication to them, all those ones are included into the transfer report. We want to make sure if they are using some other adaptive equipment, if they're having O2 on for the past 2-3 days, maybe the O2 now has been stable with O2 tent, or they're having crutches, they're in a wheelchair, whatsoever assistive device they might have, we want to make sure we report those things to the next receiving end. We want to make sure we give the advanced directive status. Does the patient have an advanced directive or not? That must be given. Is the patient a DNR or a full code? We must also provide that. Discharge planning, all those things to be provided, and family involvement and the healthcare proxy. All those things need to be part of the transfer report. Any question on transfer? Now, the next thing we'll look at is incident report. Now, what is incident report? Incident report is any unusual occurring that become incident report. Now, anything that's not supposed to happen, it is unusual. If it occurs, we give incident report. 2 person fought on a unit. A staff and another staff had a fight. Or someone gave a wrong medication, would need to get an incident report. A patient threatened, a patient hit a staff. A patient broke the light in the room. Anything that is unusual in the hospital requires incident reporting. Now, for incident reports, it varies. It is an important part of quality assurance in the hospital. When we do incident report, we are not doing it to carry on repercussion or to punish individuals involved. That's not what it is for. Many at times, incident reports, it is to correct our mistakes and to prevent or to minimize future occurrences. That's why we do incident report. Incident report will give a data information to those who are supposed to have it. They will review it and they will ask the facility, what did you do to prevent this from happening the next or to minimize it? Like falls. When there's a fall, we do incident report. Because in the fall situation, we want to know what caused the fall. Why did the patient fall? What was done to prevent further fall from this patient? Okay, the patient was Q15 minutes check, and after the fall, we went in and put in close monitoring or one-on-one. So for one-on-one, every time the patient is on one-on-one, it's a staff who is near the patient who is always like an arm length away from the patient. So putting that in, it prevents further occurrence. Then we want to make sure when there's a fall, an incident is the occurrence of an accident or an unusual event. We want to document the facts without judgment or opinion. We document what we saw without being judgmental. We do not refer to an incident report in a client's medical chart. We do not place an incident report in the patient's medical chart. It's not for in there. It has to be in different area. We do not put it in a medical record. Incident report should contribute to changes that will help improve the healthcare quality. That's why I want to do incident report. Now, any question on that?
Yeah, mind if I got you well? That means that incident reports, I know it should be written in a separate way, but are we not supposed to mention it in the report that we will hand over to, the report book?
That's different. We can mention it in a report to the next shift coming in, but we cannot put it in the patient medical record. It cannot go into the patient medical record. Yeah, we cannot put that in there, yeah.